Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. Standing in for my colleague, Tabo Kanure, I am your host, Evans Zininga. Today on Live Talk, we are discussing drug and substance abuse bedeviling Zimbabwean youth. The Zimbabwe Republic Police, ZRP, says it has intensified its campaign against drug-related crimes, leading to the arrest of 8 individuals who were found in possession of Taha, crystal meth, and unregistered medicines in just 1 week. More today, we just heard from ZRP of impoundments, so it's a lot going on. Police have confirmed that investigations are ongoing in an effort to dismantle networks involved in the distribution of illicit substances. However, the effects and impact of drug and substance abuse continue to rise amongst young people in Zimbabwe who end up destroying their careers, their families, and their future. Health experts working with drug and substance misuse at rehabilitation centers in Zimbabwe say they are the uncontrolled availability of drugs and substances on the streets is hindering efforts to tackle this scourge. On the other hand, young people who are largely known for abusing drugs say they are forced into taking these substances due to peer pressure and a lack of employment opportunities in the African nation. And of more than 16 people in Zimbabwe, it's a lot going on. Our reporter, Costa Nkomo, has this from Harare.
Mukuru wesangano re Gateway Mental Health Rehabilitation, Dr. Fazana Naimi, vanoti sangano ravo riri kubatsira vechidiki kuti vasiye zvinodhaka sezvo zvichikanganisa pfungwa pamwe neutano hwemuviri. Dr. Naimi vanoti dambudziko rekutorwa kwezvinodhaka nevechidiki rapfunya chisero munyika.
In my opinion, if you ask me right now what is the biggest
mumwe wevaimbotora zvinodhaka vamudhekai mapesa vanoti vakasiyana nezvinodhaka mushure mekunge varasikirwa neshamwari yavo yavakapinda nayo chikoro iyo yakashaya pamusaka pekutora zvinodhaka. Vamapesa vanotiwo muchato wavo wakapera nekuda kwekutora zvinodhaka kwavaiita.
Akandikanganisira upenyu panguva ndakatorasikirwa nemudzimai ine madhiragiziwa. Ini ndakatoshaya basa chete ine madhiragiziwa. Ndaisenza kuti zvakatimukutsa kuuza mukadzi yese neine basa ine madhiragiziwa.
Mumwe wevechidiki anotora zvinodhaka vapanashe sandura vanotiwo vakatanga kutora zvinodhaka nekuda kwekushaya zvekuita munyika sezvo mikana yemabasa iri kunetsa. Vasandura vanoswera muguta reHarare vachiita zvekugeza motikari panzvimbo dzisiri pamutemo. Vanoti vanopota vachimbotora zvinodhaka zvemhando dzakasiyana siyana kuitira kuti vakanganwe nhamo dzavo.
Waziya kugeza unewa kusada waziya kudya unewa kusada waro mutoriro kutsvaga mari unenge wakusada chaunenge wakungodoka romutoriro kubira vamwe.
Mumiriri webudiriro South Munational Assembly vaDarlington Chigumbu, avo vari mukomiti yevechidiki muNational Assembly mekare, vanoti vakawana mukana wekutenderera nyika yese sekomiti mwedzi mishoma yapfuura vachinoona nzvimbo dzinochengeterwa vechidiki kuti vavandudzwe vasiye zvinodhaka. VaChigumbu vanoti zvavakaona munzvimbo dzinochengeterwa vanenge vachibatsirwa kuti vasiye zvinodhaka ava zvakavaomesa mate mumukanwa sezvo nzvimbo idzi dzisina zvikwanisiro vachitiwo dzinotowedzera kukanganisa vechidiki ava.
They don't have enough resources that they require to what to do their day-to-day business.
Havana zvikwanisiro zvinoita kuti vanhu ava vachengeteke zvakanaka kusvika vavandudzika. Hakuna zvekudya, hakuna magumbezi nezvimwe zvakawanda. Nzvimbo idzi hadzinawo zvekare vanhu vakadzidziswa kuita basa rekubatsira vanenge vachitora zvinodhaka.
Mwedzi mishani yapfuura, gurukota rezvekufambiswa kwemashoko vaJane van Muswere vakaudza vatori venhau kuti hurumende iri kuita nepainogona napo kuti vanotengesa uye vanotora zvinodhaka vasungwe. Vakatiwo vanhu vanosvika zviuru gumi vakasungwa pamwedzi mishani yapfuura.
Cabinet wishes to advise the nation that during the period under review,
hurumende iri kuzivisa nyika kuti pamwedzi mishanu yapfuura nzvimbo dzainge dzichichengeterwa kana kugadzirwa zvinodhaka dzinosvika makuma nomwe nepfumbamwe dzakaparadzwa. Vanhu vanosvikawo zviru zvipfumbamwe nemazana mashanu nemakumi maviri nevanomwe vakasungwa.
Vachitaura pamhemberero dzezuva revechidiki kana kuti National Youth Day muBulawayo, nguva pfupi yapfuura, mutungamiriri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vakataridza kutsutsumwa zvikuru nekuda kwekutekesha rakwaita nyaya yekutorwa kwezvinodhaka nevechidiki. Vamunangagwa vakati hurumende yavo haisi kuzodzokera kumashure pakurwisa dambudziko iri. Zvinodhaka zvinotorwa nevechidiki zvinosanganisirawo mbanje, cough syrup inenge ine codeine, crystal methamphetamine uyewo nezvimwe zvakaita seglue. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Costa Nkomo.
There a narrative on what's happening on the ground in Harare from Costa Ngomo, a Studio 7 reporter on the ground. As we get ready to delve into this subject, we will take a short break and we will be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. And now to discuss the continued drug and substance abuse in Zimbabwe, we are joined by the Member of Parliament for Budiriro South Constituency, who also sits on the Youth Parliamentary Portfolio Committee, Mr. Darlington Chigumbu. And we also have a very staunch supporter for drug use and an advocate in the area, Tanya Maloni Marumbwa, a harm reductionist trying to quote right what she does, and advocate for the community of people who use drugs. Welcome to Live Talk.
Hello, thank you so much for having me on the show.
Honorable, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
We appreciate you coming today. Now, let me start with you, Honorable. We understand from reports on the ground in the past couple of weeks, you were part of the team that went around the whole country assessing and looking at the situation of drug and substance abuse, particularly looking at this demographic of the young people, the youth in Zimbabwe. Can you start by shedding a bit of light on what you saw? What is the situation like today in Zimbabwe on this matter?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Yam. We did a national tour. Specifically, we were looking at the rehab centers. We wanted to see if they are suitable for them to, help in the rehabilitation of drug abusers or users. And to be frank, the situation is not good because most of these rehab centers, they are not specifically designed to deal with, drug and substance users. They are specifically designed for psychiatric patients. So there's a lot that needs to be done to have these centers, being upgraded to meet, the standard that are required for them to then house and rehabilitate drug and substance abusers. But what we also saw during the tour is that we had a chance to interact with drug and substance abusers who were, being housed in these rehabilitation centers. To be frank, the situation is dire, and it's a sore state. And I think we've been following Parliament debate that during the question and time session last week. It was also a very topical issue that was raised in Parliament because we are having certain reports of young people who are now getting into crime. Some of them, they are dying certain deaths, and there's a lot of, disruptions in communities because of these drug and substance abusers. And if you also check the statistics, we are also pointing to the fact that 60% of the people who are abusing these drugs, they are young people who are between the age of 15 years and 25 years. So the situation is not good, and something needs to be done urgently so that they address and arrest the situation.
Mm-hmm. That's a very bleak picture you are painting there, Honorable, for us. But we will come back to you. I've got more questions for you. Don't go away. Timbonzo wakuna andzadzi angu. Sisi Tanya. Imimi musati manduruvesane vanhu pano. Imi muri advocate for people who use drugs. Ndizvo handiti tiwirirane ipapo.
Ndizvo.
All right. Kureva kuti imimi you are fighting for the people that abuse drugs, that use drugs. Ndizvo.
Yes. People who use or inject. The one thing that is mostly abused by everyone could be alcohol. And women are not going to be a shandy from a drug as long as I can wonder if she wrote that when she was a little bit of abuse.
Okay, so use. All right. So let's start by you painting a picture from your narrative and perspective. Zvirikutaurwa izvi, Parliament iri kuti vakatenderera nenyika yese, and they saw kuti there is a challenge across the country. Nhasi tichiverenga ma reports e police. Nezuro chaye kwakabatwa munhu anga aine 4 tons, tikutaura 4000 kgs dzembanje. Dzekutengesa. In the last week, 8 different people were arrested by police for having different illicit substances. Imi munomira muri papi with all this that is going on in the country kuvana vechidiki ava nenyaya yemadrugs?
Isusu tinomiririra tiri vanhu vanosapota marights evanhu vanoshandisa madrugs. Hatiso kuti program yedu inonzi harm reduction. Uye irimo multisectoral national drug master plan yakaitwa unveiled na president last year muna June 26. Pazuva retinoita iro rinonzi global onzi world drug day, but isusu we call it global day of action where we support my rights. Evanhu tiri kuti munhu iyeye ane kodzero dzake bhefekt yekuti anoshandisa madrugs ange hazvirevi kuti haasisina kodzero vanhu vanotarisira vachiti ipapa patiri kunzwa nyaya dzekuti pabatwa vanhu vane 4000 tons
munhu iyeyoyo kazhinji zhinji mukatarisisa haazi munhu anoshandisa madrugs anenge achitengesa mbanje. And nyaya iripo yekuzonzi mutemo unonyanya kuita hash serizo kune maend users. There's a whole hierarchy zvakuitika zvekuti vanhu vari kutobatwa, zviri kunzi vanhu vari kuitwa, they are being caught in possession of small quantities of drugs. But then seeing people who are actually harboring 4,000 kilograms of marijuana, this person has been protected, mind you. And I mean, full support of the Zimbabwe government, this is part of the multi-sectoral plan which means supply reduction. Supply reduction, those are for permission and not to say that and to take the drugs there into custody. But then program really is also is about harm reduction. And harm reduction is a strategy, policies, the programs, the practices. I mean the aim to prevent and reduce my harms are associated with the use of illicit, illicit substances. Mm-hmm. Community. Aba da shirikuti karatu madrugs has illegal chief. Pane zvinhu zvitori pamutemo vana dore vava zvinhu zvamakasini masikereti. Zvinhu zvinototengeswa zviri pamutemo chaizvo zvekuti chii zvinogona kuzoshandiswa zvikangoshandiswa over chete yatova abuse. Ndekuti ndofanira ndiri kukorekta nechiti isusu kwedu tinoshandisa yedzi rinonzi use. Our program is program yedu harm reduction haikurudziri kushandisa madrugs harm reduction ba haikurudziri kuti vanhu vasiye kushandisa madrugs. Inopromota munhu pachake kumupa kumuita empower because mukatarisisa zviri kuitika zvese zvataronzi maparliament members vanti vafamba vachiona mucommunity ndanza pachitauronzi avangachitaura pana reporter nzi kuti vanoshaya zvekuita. Ichokwadi mukaona kuti munyika medu mabasa mashoma. Isusu we are very small organization and izvi tiri muprocess yekugadzirisa kuti tiwane kuregista but mutemo uri kuti zvemi maorganizations asirichi asakaregista anti ambomira kushanda saka for now tirikumbooperate ndiri individual ndakazvimiririra inini zveorganization yedu tamboisa paside but for now we are supporting women community vari kushandisa madrugs kuti vakwanise kubuda pachena vanhu kwete kuti mitemo ite zvekutsikirira vanhu zvekunzi zviri kusungwa handiri kuzvinzwa hangu but mitemo is being harsh on the user. They are not being harsh on the peddler. If you look at it and the drug user is just a dollar, the end user.
Ndikubatei muromo, you are a preacher in this ministry, ndakubatai. Mira ndimbodzokera kuna honorable ndodzoka zvekwamuri nyaya dzedu dzinozorasika tinokanganwa zvimwe. Honorable, I want to throw a second question at you. Do you think there is political will in the country to address nyaya iri kunetsa?
Thank you so much for the question. I think the political will is being shown, but I think it is, there's no sincerity. This is what I think, because we are dealing with a wholesome problem using piecemeal solutions.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, it's difficult for us to deal with this problem. How? You find out that the reason why we are having this issue becoming a pandemic,
mm-hmm,
because we have not been able to deal with the supply side. Now, the supply side is the one that is a bit problematic. Why? Because it continues to supply the market, and you know the issue of demand and supply. If the supply is there, if there's an easy access to these drugs, you find out these young people what you end up, you know, engaging in what in the use of those
Masimudza mbvunzo, honorable, pane muteereri apinza foni apo. Ndofunga vari kunzwa zvamuri kutaura nezviri kutaurwawo nehanzvadzi yangu iyo. Regai ndikubatei timunzwa kuti muteereri vari kuda kuti kudii pamwe vane mubvunzo. Tinoenderera mberi. Kola muripo here?
Please wait. Your call has been placed on hold.
Mutereri wedu muri kundinzwa here kana muripo? I think we have lost the caller, but anyway, tinofamba nevateereri vedare vanenge vachibvunza vachida kunzwawo zvimwe zvatinenge tichiita. Endererai zvenyu kumberi, honorable, tigodzokera kuhanzvadzi yangu. Manga muchitsanangura.
So I was saying, problematic, it was the supply side. That's when you can tell kuti there's no sincerity in dealing with this problem on the government side. Why? Because the people that are supplying the drugs are the big fish, not big fish, HIV, in the view of the people who are connected. Because these drugs are not coming in small pitches. We are talking of a well-knit network that is bringing in these drugs into the country. So for us to show that we are serious about, you know, dealing with this problem at a national level, we must first start by tackling the supply side. So akuna that will, which brings us to the issue that was na sister Lango. You could see it seems the law is harsh on the end user. I don't think the law is harsh on the end user. The law is harsh on the distributors. I don't know if you can distinguish between those who are supplying and then those who then distribute. So the law is only dealing with small players who would then start to distribute the small amounts. Those are distributing on behalf of the big players. But no one is talking about the big players. I don't know if you get me now. You're getting me right. Okay. So, supply side. No problem at no government. It's just so interesting. It's not for a quick or could English blend them square. Chande ku demand reduction again. Kune zvakawanda zvisiri kuitika kuti tidiwe demand reduction because masuppliers aya ndiwo ari kunosungwa. Madistributors ndiwo ari kunosungwa. Vati vari kusungirwei. Madistributors ari kusungwa itori eskimo yevari kusunga vacho kuti vawane kamari. There's a lot of corruption. And then I've been speaking to people in my community. They are complaining that munhu anouya achitorwa makufembi because anotengesa madrugs otoenda masikati anenge adzoka. This is the problem. Anonoita sei, anonotonora, oita sei, odzoka mucommunity. So if you check many communities, the people are being taken. Not what mapurisa auya areda, munhu aenda mangwana adzoka. The supply continues, the distribution continues.
Hey, saka pane basa ka.
There's no sincerity in the critique. Then again, so what I now call the other important pillar, which is treatment and rehabilitation.
Mm-hmm.
Because now, when we say we are fighting this issue of drug and substance use, there are youths who are already being affected. You deal with those who are supplying, you deal with those who are distributing. But what I'm going to do to this person now, I just say, I've been hooked on my drugs. Because at Tinama rehabilitation centers, where we can take these young people to rehabilitate them. So what do? They then resort to other methods of creating drugs for themselves. No problem, what they speak about become a pamba, they speak about what they say, because luckily hooked. So even if you stop the supply, but you're not addressing what the treatment and rehabilitation aspect to rehabilitate these young people.
Honorable. Muruku raise very valid points there. Ndoda kuti hanzvadzi yedu adzokewo mudariro vakande muone ipapo vatisati tanyanya kupererwa nenguva. Hanzvadzi, honorable vari kubata nyaya panapa dzekuti pane nyaya. Mamakateerera handiti vachitsanangura. Ndoda kuti mudzoke imimi mubate pane point yekuti imimi makatarisa nyaya dzeaddiction. Nyaya dzema health problems, ma social issues, zvinozoitika mumhuri izvi, zvekuzonzi vana vakurova vabereki, vakurepa, vakupara dzimwe mhosva dzakawanda wanda izvo. How do you respond to those concerns kana muchiti vanhu ngavashandise zvavo chero vachishandisa zvine mwero?
Program yedu haikurudzire kuti munhu ngaashandise. Inopa munhu dzidzo yekuti madrugs anoitei musystem mako, chii chaanoita, kuti pakuti munhu anoshandisa madrugs ayo tinobvuma seharm reduction kuti kune mabenefits that are experienced by a user and as well as maconsequences when they use an alcohol, the drugs they are on a banjo, on a crystal meth, on a cocaine, on a heroin. And now this is honorable. Can I share access to a number of those other drugs? And another look at people who improvise. And whenever I did this days, vanishment, my drugs, shark, which can I miss over. I'm going to say that I'm running as one of the people who are going to. But then there's a point you also raised about the state of my rehabilitation centers, the ones that the thing are available. And then there's the national ones that are available are not really up to standard. Avio, I enjoy. One of the two cases in those years is one of the Korea, and Kukukukuma private rehabilitation center for Uruguay. I've got 21 days, which is 3 weeks, which is enough to help someone change a habit. So, habit is not a good story. But then, when they released back into the society, the community integration. My services are not good. And then 3 days later, after Munat Kutura Kumba, the data relapsed Kuma drugs, more than they were doing yesterday in the Saku rehab. The family data is a loss.
So,
Maria, Papa, introduced the remaining. And Maria, but I just could want to my private facilities, type of rehabilitation center. But something which you must understand that my mental health hospital are available. I'm going to go to the hospital. Reaction as well, body move, move, depending on Janning Gachitora, as a party to a go. And then there's an issue with the family, society, Stora, like, could you just say, could you even work with sugar or me, one of the Shandisha? Because we do not use the word abuse. It is offensive in our work language to say addiction, even the dependence, drug dependency, cannot be a drug dependent. You don't always the push and this. But in the language, we internationally recognize the push and this.
And Jads,
just to share with you,
I wish we had more time to talk about these things. Nguva yedu ndo inozoita chiita shoma. Regai tipewo honorable mukana. Vapewo mazwi. Ave kupedzisira. Tichitarisawo kuti what should the government do to end this? Honorable. In short.
Thank you very much. In short, it is given a holistic approach.
We thank you both for being on the show and sharing very important nuggets there. Member of Parliament for Budiriro South, as well as our sister in the civic sector. Thank you so much for being on the show today. We will talk some more. Signing off in Washington, I am Evans Zininga.